IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
We wanted to find out a little bit more about Sukkot. What does it actually mean? Rabbi Alon Friedman, he's rabbi at Yeshiva College, joins us this morning. A very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Good morning, listeners. Thank you so much for having me on the show this morning.
So
fantastic.
So tell me, Sukkot, Sunday night, so it's Monday, Tuesday. What is the whole idea behind Sukkot? What is this festival?
Sukkot is a very unique chag. It's a very unique festival. You know, we've gone through the entire process of a very tense time. We've gone through the days of awe. We've gone through the new year, the Day of Atonement. And finally, we get to this festival of Sukkot, this festival of tabernacles. The whole idea behind this entire festival is that we are a vulnerable people. We're vulnerable in the way that we are. We live in a world that is very tough. We live in a world that's sometimes scary, but we need to understand that there's protection around us the entire time. You know, Howard, the whole festival is by the fact that when the Jews left Egypt, when they were entering the land of Israel, is that they were adjourned in the desert for 40 years. And those 40 years, they needed the protection from God. And what was that protection? That protection were these booths. They were almost flimsy little booths that we sit in. And it shows that even though that we have this primitive type of booth, there is still a greater body that is protecting us. So it really is a time of happiness. It's a time of happiness knowing that we've got this protection in our lives.
So it's almost a time of happiness, but combined with recognizing our vulnerability and our dependency on God.
I think that's the immense type of happiness that we understand, is that if you understand truly who's in control, if you understand there's an element of vulnerability, but the fact that someone is there looking over us the entire time, it brings that unique happiness into our lives. It brings that unique happiness into our lives. You know, Howard, you know what's so incredible about Sukkot is that we live in a society that there are different grades of individuals. The living of the way that people do. Some people are rich, some people are poor, some people don't have a lot, some people have a lot. But Sukkot is a great equalizer, Howard. It's a great equalizer because whether you're rich, whether you're poor, it doesn't matter where you come from, you're all sitting under the same incomplete roof. You're still sitting under the same dwelling that God commanded us to do. So it shows that it's a unique festival that we all united. Even though we might be living different lives, there's an element of unification that we all find.
And why would Sukkot be this time of year? If you spoke about us leaving Egypt, the desert, one would have thought it would have been closer to Passover.
That's a fantastic question, Howard. You know, Sukkot is actually the only festival whose date does not seem to commemorate a historic event. The way that the Bible, the way that the Torah actually expresses Sukkot is Chag HaAsif, which means the festival of the ingathering or the harvest festival. What used to happen in the times, or we're talking specifically about Israel at this moment in time, is that people had to go out and collect their crops for the new year. It was the time that the new crops were harvested. So people went out of their houses in order to collect their crops. And it's specifically this time of year to express the specific reason for the holiday, is that it shows us that we go out of our permanent dwelling in order to try and engage and create something that Hashem, God, is giving us. It's Dafka, it's specifically during this festival itself, the ingathering of the crops, that we have this festival in order to express going out into the fields and collecting what we need for the upcoming year.
So again, once again, that talks to the dependency and faith in God and in Him looking after us within the world that we live in. No matter what we think and no matter how powerful we think we are, we make ourselves vulnerable. Even the time of year is one of vulnerability because obviously we can do a lot of things in our world, but we can't produce rain and we can't produce crops really properly.
100%. Howard, you know, if you look at the major component of the sukkah, it's the schach. It's the leaves that we put on top. And the leaves that we put on top, there is a general law with regards to the sukkah that you need to be able to look through the schach in order to see the stars, in order to see the atmosphere, the outside. And even though that is the din, that is the halacha, I think there is an idea with regards to this. You know, when the sun is shining and the sun represents the happiness in our life, everything is bright.
Mm.
And if you're sitting in the sukkah and the sun is shining, when we look up, we don't seem to see so much schach. And why is that? Because you see the rays of sun coming through. We don't need to recognize the schach so much when the sun comes down. But we have an obligation to also sit in the sukkah at night. When we're sitting in the sukkah at night, it's dark.
Mm.
And what do we see when it's dark? When you look up and you see the schach, that's when you can actually see the schach when it's a little bit dark. And I think this is a metaphor for our lives as well, is sometimes we only look out and try to connect to God when it's dark, when you can't necessarily see anything.
I love that, yeah.
But I think it's an important chag to teach us is that even when it's bright, even when the sun is out, there's also a component to look through and to try and see that schach as well. Is that unfortunately in our daily life, we only look for assistance when we need assistance, but we don't have that attitude of gratitude the entire time in order to reach out. And that is what we are learning about. That is what we are connecting to as well, is that connecting, creating that relationship is always important when we need it. But we need to recognize God's protection throughout our lives as well. And that's what Sukkot also represents.
Absolutely love that idea, Rabbi Lon Friedman. Thank you for those thoughts on a Sukkot, and wish you and your family Shabbat Shalom and a Chag Sameach.